ברשות ראשי ישיבה, I asked Rabbi Sussman to give me the opportunity to speak this morning since it's the 17th yortzeit of my father, Zichrono Livracha, Yisachar Alter, Rabbi Avigdor. And I would like to share with you two quick thoughts from the Chatam Sofer on the Parsha, on the Aliyah of this morning. In the beginning of the Aliyah of this morning, the second Aliyah of Vayakel Pekudei, the Torah describes Am Yisrael in his greatness, bringing Trumot LaMishkan way over what basically needed for the building of the Mishkan. Until we see the Pasuk that the Torah described Vayavou kol hachachamim haosim et kol melechet hakodesh ish ish mimelachto asherem haosim. ויאמרו אל משה לאמור מרבים העם להביא מידי עבודה למלאכה אשר ציווה השם לעשות אותה. The Torah described that all the chachamim from the different section, the different traders that coming toward Moshe Rabbeinu and saying, listen, מרבים העם להביא, you know, the people are continue to bring and bring and bring מידי עבודה למלאכה אשר ציווה השם לעשות אותה, way over what Kadosh Baruch Hu was metzave to bring. And the Chatam Sofer is pointing out on this Pasuk that it seems like there is half Pasuk that is basically unnecessary. That it's enough to write that Vayomru el Moshe le'emor marbim ha'am le'avim midei avoda la'melacha. It's enough to say that Am Yisrael is bringing too much for what's needed for the work. However, the Pasuk continues, says Asher tziva Hashem la'asot ota. We know that already. In Truma, we got the tzivui. In the beginning of Ayakel, we got the tzivui of bringing a Truma to the Mishkan. So we know that God gave the tzivui to bring for Bniyat HaMishkan. So why it's necessary that the Torah will say, again, Asher tziva Hashem la'asot ota. So the Chatam Sofer pointing out that when Am Yisrael was bringing the Truma for the Mishkan, says the Chatam Sofer, "De'amru le'Moshe that the Be'alei HaMalacha said to Moshe, 'De'lo mishum tshuva lechaper alavon ha'egel mevim zahav atnufa, de'dai betshuvat ha'mishkal le'avi ke'mishkal ha'zahav shenatnu la'egel.'" Originally, when Am Yisrael started to bring the truma, says Be'alei HaMalacha, when they saw that everybody bringing so much, they thought that that's tshuvat ha'mishkal. When a person doing a sin is supposed to do tshuvat ha'mishkal, so therefore they were expecting that when Am Yisrael will bring the same amount of gold, the same amount of a donation as they used for the Chet HaEgel, they will stop because that's Shuvat HaMishkal. But continue the Chatam Sofer and explain and says that the Baalei HaMelacha points out and says, "Ela marbim leavi lekayem mitzvat Hashem me'ahava." That now that we see that they're bringing over, they're bringing more than what is just Shuvat HaMishkal on Chet HaEgel, that's clearly something that they're doing from Ahava. Lekayem mitzvat Hashem me'ahava sheziva liten. And therefore, there is no shiur, there is no limit. When you're doing something from Ahava, there is no limit. So they will continue and bring and bring and bring. And therefore, points out the Chatam Sofer, that's why the Baalei Melacha were emphasizing to Moshe Rabbeinu that they brought already way too from more than what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher tziva Hashem la'asot ota. When I'm trying to think and describe in few points my father Zichrono Livracha and sharing with you a little bit, so I think the point of Ahava was playing a very strong role in what I got from my father Zichrono Livracha. My father was a Holocaust survivor. As a kid, got to Israel in 1949, in the age of 11, grew up in a very tough situation in Israel. After 1 year in school, he had to quit and start to work to help the Parnassa. Didn't have such an easy life, and was a simple electrician. However, I think that what I take from him, and I know that you know, in the past year I shared it a few times, and maybe you know Rabbi Ebner hear it every year. But that's really the passion that I think that you know in me is coming from him. if I can point out, I think that I took from my father three main things in terms of Ahava. The first one was Ahavat HaTorah. As I mentioned, my father wasn't Talmid Chacham. He, even though that he later on he was able to go back to learn for a year, and he went to Kol Torah and Reb Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he saw a Holocaust survivor as a kid, when my father was around 13, 14 years old, he took him and he learned with him every single day Chavruta for the year that my father was there. That's definitely a zchut. But my father wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but the Ahavat Torah that he had was something that he transferred to all of us, all of his kids, that Baruch Hashem, you know, everyone is going on his way. When you see somebody that coming back from work, you know, after a very tiring day of physical work, sitting down, drinking half cup of coffee and taking a sefer and starting to learn something. When you see a person that every night before go to sleep, next to his bed, he have a chumash with a mefarish, and every year finishing a different mefarish on the Torah when he's doing Shashtai Mikra, one year a year the Ramban, one year the Abarbanel, one year the Ibn Ezra, any mefarish that you can think of, he did just a rotation. Every year he took one mefarish and he covered all the Torah with him. That's the Ahavat Torah. That's the first Ahava that I took from my father. The second Ahava that was very powerful was Ahavat Adam. My father gave a great respect to every person that he met. And it even started with something small as being the candy man in shul and making every little kid happy when he giving him the two sukkariot on Friday night and Shabbos morning, seeing the line of kids lining up next to him and waiting to get the sukkariya and saying Shabbat Shalom with a smile to him. And the third Ahava that I will not expand it because I have a lot to say is the Ahava to Eretz Israel. My father was, you know, living in the time that you cannot even imagine, I cannot even imagine, you know, before 1967, when Yerushalayim was still split and we couldn't get to the Kotel. And my father, every single Shabbat morning, was climbing on a building that was close to the wall in order to take an overlook to the old city and the place of Amikdash and daven over there. Shabbos morning, his davening, that was the passion that he had and the love that he had to Eretz Israel. But I want to share with you one more thought from the Chatam Sofer. That coming few psukim later. The next pasuk after Am Yisrael bringing so many donation is that Moshe Rabbeinu is basically giving a tzivui. Vayetzav Moshe. Moshe is giving an order. Ve'yaviru kol b'machane le'mor ish ve'isha al yasu od melacha letrumat ha'kodesh ve'ikale ha'am mi'le'avi. So the Torah described that Moshe made an order, sent a voice out saying, please, you know, every person should stop and not bring anymore. And then the Torah telling us, says the Chatam Sofer, that was the fact that Am Yisrael stopped to bring, that itself was a mitzvah also. Because that was a tzivui by Moshe Rabbeinu. You need to understand, a lot of the time, you know, they in shul, in communities, you know, there is a voice out saying, you know, we need to raise, I don't know, $10,000 for that family that is in a bad situation. And people bring a little bit and, you know, the gabbai still, you know, Nugent says, we're still making $3,000 and that. In the end, they get into a sum, and somebody that was maybe had some money in his pocket and was debating to give or not, when he heard that they got to the amount that it's needed, so he says, oh, now I can give the money. Saying the Chatam Sofer that Am Yisrael vaykaleam le'avi only because of the tzivui of Moshe wasn't that they were happy that the money stayed with them. They wanted to bring it. And the only reason that they didn't brought it is because that they understood that by that they're fulfilling a mitzvah. And the mitzvah is to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu that said, don't bring anymore. Now, in life, sometimes you will face different situations that there is a mitzvah, that something that usually will be a mitzvah, actually in this time will be considered to be not a mitzvah, and it's sometimes hard for us to understand that. And I want to give example again for my father Zichrono Livracha. My father Zichrono Livracha in his last few years suffered from a serious illness, and he needed to take medicine on a regular basis with a serious meal, not just a snack, but he had to eat the meal and then take the medicine. And I remember that a few years before he passed away, on Yom Kippur, he was debating what to do. And it was clear to us that you have to take the medicine, and you can't take the medicine without eating. So for us it was clear what he needed to do, but he couldn't think about it as he's going to eat on Yom Kippur. It's something that every Jew, a believer Jew, think about it and cannot even imagine himself seeing himself doing that. And I remember that I was speaking with his doctor, Dr. Wertheim, that was a religious Jew. And he spoke with my father and told him that the Inu on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of Inu on Yom Kippur, that every person is fulfilling by fasting, for him, the real Inu is by eating. Because for him to eat on Yom Kippur is so hard that this is, by that is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Inu on Yom Kippur. And I remember that just then my father's mind was settled and he was willing to fulfilling something that for us, looking from the side, was simple, that's what needed. But he needed the tzivui that will be fulfilling exactly like Am Yisrael, that only with the tzivui, they felt that not giving their money, keeping it for themselves, is fulfilling a tzivui of Moshe, because without it they want to continue to do. And I think that there is a great things that we can all learn from it, and Bezrat Hashem, I hope that that we'll be able to take a little bit from this kochot. I will be able, and maybe you will be able to take a little bit from that kochot and into our daily life. I just want to make a note that my mother, Tibadel Lechaim Arukim, is sponsoring the day of Limud, and she sponsor also a little bit something for breakfast for you. Have a good day.